I would let the music play. I love the song and all, but we've got too much to talk about and too many people. Real quick, I want to, Bill, you still there?
Yeah.
Hold on one sec. And Anthony and Chris, hold on. Let me see if I can get this out in this very, we have a short segment for a couple minutes, then we got a commercial break, and then we'll be back. So let me just spit this out real quick, and everybody sit tight. If you go to the Coast Guard's website on Wikipedia, and you read about the National Response Center, right below it is the Authority as an Armed Service, and right below that is the Authority as a Law Enforcement Agency. They're saying they're a branch of military, and they're saying that they're a police department at the same time. So it's military police. Right above that, they're saying the National Response Center, let me read this, operated by the U.S. Coast Guard, and I'm filling this in, which is saying that it is a self-appointed, self-declared special branch of military operating under Title 10, the UCMJ, in Homeland Security, not the Pentagon or DOD. Operated by the U.S. Coast Guard, the National Response Center, NRC, is the sole U.S. government point of contact for reporting environmental spills, contamination, and pollution. Listen to this closely. The primary function of the National Response Center is to serve as the sole national point of contact for reporting all oil, chemical, radiological, biological, and listen to this, ideological discharges into the environment anywhere in the United States and its territories. In addition to gathering and distributing spill data for federal on-scene coordinators and serving as a communications and operations center for the National Response Team, the NRC maintains agreements with a variety of federal entities to make additional notifications regarding incidents meeting established trigger criteria. The NRC also takes terrorist suspicious activity reports and maritime security breach reports. Details on the NRC organization's specific responsibilities can be found in the National Oil and Hazardous Substances Pollution Contingency Plan. If we have a bird flu, a special branch of military is the first responder. If we have another Exxon Valdez, a special branch of military is the first responder. We have another Hurricane Katrina or Rita, a special branch of military operating under military law is not only the first responder, but is handling communications for the response for whatever catastrophe, act of God, biological incursion, whatever. They're treating bird flu as an invading force. And so now all of these, when you go to this page and read up on it, they also clearly say in here that the president, not the Secretary of Defense, not the Secretary of the Coast Guard within the Department of Defense under the Pentagon, there's no chair or member of the Joint Chiefs of the Coast Guard on the Joint Chiefs coming under the chair of the Joint Chiefs, which would be like Admiral Mullen and Admiral Ruffhead. Now the Coast Guard answers directly to the president as a special branch of military in Homeland Security. Talk about brown shirts. Talk about Gestapo. Talk about the Rubicon. I cannot think of any more serious breach when you start to look at what the Coast Guard is saying that it can do. It has just prosecuted a student at the Coast Guard Academy the first time in 139 years under military law. We are not in a declared war. The Coast Guard, even cadets at the academy, are not supposed to be under Title 10 because they're not on Title 10 executive orders in or to the Pentagon. You guys really need to, and I'm asking you to, instead of just blowing me off and trying to talk about Lucifer and everything else, go and read what the Coast Guard is saying that it can do. Go and read the Wikipedia page on it before you just, blithely blow me off and not listen to the warning and what I'm trying to get clear to you, that this is the Trojan horse. This is the Army crossing the Rubicon and coming into civilian jurisdictions. We're going to break. We'll be right back. This is In the Zone. I'm with Chris Hinckley and Anthony Hilder and Bill from Ohio, I think. We'll be right back, and I'll be throwing it back to them right after the break.
Plastic Surgery Center. Can I help you?
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having age spots on my face lightened.
Okay, can I ask why you're canceling?
Honestly? Well, I found this great product that really works. My face looks amazing.
Can I ask what product you're using so I can let the doctor know?
Before you spend tons of money and recovery time to have age spots, liver spots, dull or uneven skin tone corrected, you should try Night Skin. It's risk-free. Night Skin is a proven anti-aging cream that was developed by Dr. Arthur Perry. It fades age spots on your face, neck, even the back of your hands, and the results are nothing short of amazing. Call now for your risk-free Night Skin. The number is 1-800-362-5848. Don't wait. This is a limited-time offer, so pick up the phone and call. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Today's Flu Readiness Report is brought to you by Nutrients 21, makers of Ultra Immunity, the world's best natural immune supplement. Today, we will discuss the imminent vitamin shortages. Should the swine flu develop into the predicted fall-winter pandemic, you can expect vitamins to disappear overnight or become very, very expensive. Why? Because 80% of supplement raw material comes from China. There will be disruptions of trade and commerce. The ongoing dollar's collapse will accelerate on the world market, and a last-minute global rush to stock up on vitamins by the prudent will create a perfect shortage. Pandemic survival depends on being prepared. This flu readiness update has been brought to you by UltraImmunity.com. Ultra Immunity is a supplement you can safely use with mega dosing protocols. For full details on the survival supplement, visit UltraImmunity.com. UltraImmunity.com. That's UltraImmunity.com. Visit UltraImmunity.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, we're back. Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone. Host Lieutenant Eric Schein with Anthony Hilder and Chris Hinckley and Bill in Ohio. Bill, real quick, do you have anything else?
Well, you know, you talk about the mess that we're in, but you don't want to talk about how we got here. I've not heard one mention of the word Jews, Zionist Jews, dual citizenship, our allegiance to Israel.
I'm talking about Germans. I'm talking about guys like Admiral Allen, who's married to Pamela Hess III, who's related to Rudolf Hess. Hess Oil from back east, and nobody wants to talk about Germans.
Smokescreen.
Not at all. Admiral Allen's the one who's carrying on military tribunals of civilians. Thanks for the call, Bill. Anyways, Chris.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
The best way that I can summarize, I think, is in the words of, I like to go back to John Spivak in 1935 when he wrote his article series titled Wall Street's Fascist Conspiracy. And I think he did a great job. You know, talk about naming names. I mean, that's a great place to go. He named the specific names of the individuals, and he named the names of the organizations. But wait a second, Eric. Let me finish.
No, hold on a minute, okay? It's my show, all right?
Okay, fine.
If you want to hang up, get off the air, whatever, fine. You know? I'm trying to bring up a point about individuals today that are in our midst, like Sarah Heath Palin, that goes directly to what you're talking about.
You do a great job of that, Eric.
If people knew the history of these people, John McCain,
I was just
John
about
Kerry,
to tell that history.
Both sides of the aisle, people like Sarah Heath Candy Bar Fortunes Palin, she's the heiress to the Heath Candy Bar Fortunes, and they were awarded their fortunes by the military-industrial complex through a military federal contract in the middle of World War II to make English toffee and deliver it to the troops throughout the world. That is how they play the game. They don't just make bombs and bullets. They make candy and bread. But they use the government to seize control of the assets, not only just to even make the English toffee and come up with the ingredients for it and the recipe, but to take the equipment that's maybe used on an aircraft carrier and instead to make English toffee, sell it, start a business.
Chris is about to make a point here.
Well, but let me finish. To seed individuals in our country who are more beholden to the royal European families and not to independence, not to self-governance. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, you know, I take exception to the remark about looking into the Coast Guard earlier. I was going to make a point. I mentioned Title 19, Title 14. You mentioned Title 10. I like to get to that. But specifically to your point, John Spivak supports it. It's interesting. Back in 1935, in his article series titled Wall Street's Fascist Conspiracy, you can still find it on the internet, from January, he started writing January 29, or publishing January 29, 1935. And to me, this just boils it down. Again, these names, the same names that you're mentioning, go back to, as you say, World War II.
No, they go before that. They actually go back thousands
of years. I understand. Wait a second. Let me finish. They go back to and through World War II. Would you agree? I mean, you just mentioned the Heath fortune, for example.
They passed through it. They passed through
it. Okay. All right. With that in mind, John Spivak wrote this. He said, it will be shown that financial and economic class considerations rise above every other kind, including racial and religious ones. The anti-Semitic character of Nazism has been abundantly demonstrated in these pages, he wrote. Nevertheless, this article and succeeding ones will reveal Jewish financiers working with fascist groups, which, if successful, would unquestionably heighten the wave of Hate the Jew propaganda. So I'm validating your point, and I'm appealing to Bill's sensibility. But like you're saying, you know, if I could draw from Nesta Webster real quick in World Revolution back in 1921, on page 74, I think she summed it up really well. She said, the plan of the Illuminati, and you can incorporate any ism into this, communism, socialism, fascism, Nazism, collectivism, capitalism, all of it. The plan
they're
of
all,
the
they're all forms of collectivism.
Exactly.
Like,
but
I'm reaching out.
Exactly. And I think he's done a great job of that. And I'm reaching out to Hilder here too, because he's making, I think he's drawing this point as well. But she wrote in 1921, page 74, the plan of the Illuminati was always to use each section of the community for its own destruction, which I think was the point that you were just getting to. So hopefully I've kind of drawn all that stuff together.
But that is, that is, you've nailed it on the head. It's collectivism. All of these isms are part of, you know, divide and conquer strategy, to where you gather as much rights and benefits and people in as big a group as possible, and then you divide them up. You know, you pick, okay, men over there and women over there, tall people up here and small people back there. And, you know, you just keep doing that until everybody's standing alone in their own little separate group, and they try to reach out to other people in the group, and they say, no, you can't go over there. No. And then they use other people in the group to attack the individual for not following the rules of the group.
You know, Bill addressed gentlemen, the Jews. And there's a thing in the Bible that says, beware of those who call themselves Jews, but are not. Judaism is used as a tool, as a cover, as a shield.
Yes.
Well, that's
when we get into
And that's my whole point.
Third Reich.
These people go back to
a lot of the
Samaria, Babylon, well before Israel was even a nation.
Well, that's another story. Israel was that was a misnomer. What we call Israel today was a planned creation 100 years before.
Right.
Balfour
and everything
down, as we know. Right.
Right. But I'm saying no, because there was also Joshua, who went in and helped remove the Palestinians, the Canaanites, who were living there well before. This has been a battle that's been going on for thousands of years in that very same area. And there is a history to it that even the Jews will admit themselves, they basically came in and took the land.
Well, it's a good point. I think
it's essential to differentiate the difference between those who believe in God and those who call themselves Jews but are not, who have a Luciferian agenda.
And there is just as many Jewish people or Israelis or whatever you want to call them in Israel today who are fighting the very same forces in Netanyahu and others who are all about this totalitarian one world military police state that they want to create.
But I think if we could, you know, talking about these the lineage issue, if we could, you know, pull your discussion together and collide it together with a good visual of the, you know, the drawing apart of sides and colliding together is like just shuffling a deck of cards. You draw it apart, collide it together, and then you can deal them out any way you see fit, which is what they do. But
especially if you're the dealer, right?
Exactly.
If you're the house,
right?
That's why even unions were lent the corporate model in the Taft-Hartley Act, Norris-LaGuardia Act, National Labor Relations Act, and others, so that they could gather people, labor force together. What they're trying to do now, and I read this to you guys last night, and I wish you'd key in on it too, Shield of Achilles from Philip Bobbitt.
It's page 211 that you're reading from, right?
On what?
I think it's page 211 from the Shield of Achilles, right?
Yeah, from Historic Consequences of the End of the Long War.
I think it's page 211.
Good, you take notes, man.
No, you didn't say the page.
But it is 211.
Yes, it is.
You're psychic, man. I have said before that it's page 211.
He may have been reading it before you, my friend. He had, you know, we're all coming along on this expose of the Illuminist at different positions. It's like a streetcar.
Yeah, but you don't need to start naming.
Getting on board, and he may have very little information. Somebody else may have gotten on 6 miles down the road, and somebody else is ready to get on. We're all going in the same direction.
Well,
and it's
but
a matter
again,
of not only identifying
but,
the enemy,
but again, but trying to blame the Jews for what's going on is like trying to, you know, it's like ignoring the Pope is German, and what the Germans did in World War II to the Catholics, what the Protestants did to the Catholics, what the Protestants did to other religions in the Protestant Reformation, what a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant is and has the habit of doing, and I could name a bunch of them that are in our country and, you know, screwing with our politics right now, and they're doing it for the royal families. That's all this is about. Whatever you want to talk about, the whole thing boils down to about, and you've even said it yourself, Anthony, is about slavery, worldwide enslavement. And there's only one class of people, one group of individuals, which is the royal families like the Windsors, the Habsburgs, and others, and they happen to be German, but they also happen to be, and people try to point to it, oh, they're also Jewish. These families have intermarried throughout all the ancient civilizations and kingdoms. You know, think about it. Why did we, after 9/11, attack not Saudi Arabia, where 15 of the 19 terrorists were from, because it's a kingdom and George Bush was holding hands with it? We attacked Iraq, that was a republic. And if you go to the Shield of Achilles, it tells you exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to reestablish a system of united kingdoms, a feudal system throughout the world, including the United States.
Eric, if we take a look at the 9/11 situation, first of all, there wasn't 19 Arabs that attacked the...
I'm going by the story that is the most common.
I know, but there wasn't 19 Arabs that attacked the this is done internally.
Right, but this is going by what they're claiming. They claim that 19 terrorists did this.
Insofar as the Jews are concerned, it's not...
15 of which were from Saudi Arabia. And at some point, why did we not go into Saudi Arabia? Why did we allow the bin Laden family to be flown out of the country?
Well, it's not we, it's those who control this country.
Exactly.
The Illuminati.
And why? But you have to go, why? Why? What? You're looking at the symptoms rather than the root cause.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
that, we're back. 800-313-9443. I just kicked off Chris Hinckley off the program and Anthony Hilder as well. I've dealt with Hilder before, you know, over the years, several times, trying to get him to open up. He wasn't even curious about what I was talking about. He did not even get into anything about the Coast Guard Homeland Security. Oh, my God, what are you talking about? They kept trying to misdirect and redirect, which I just don't appreciate. Because at some point, I'm trying to get them to wake up to the issue, to bring some intelligent discussion to it, about it, the historical significance of it, and they want to go into whatever, you know, Lucifer and, you know, Chris, you know, Hilder's off the air and Hinckley's off the air on my program. And I don't think I will ever have either of those two back. And, you know, Hinckley may have a strong connection with Stat Miller, and he may try to play games or whatever to get me booted off the air. I could give a shit. Excuse my French. I apologize for saying that. I really don't know what to say. I'm livid over what just went on. And I want to get back to, and I'm going to put out the call-in number, 800-313-9443. The thing I tried to get Hilder to wake up to, because he knows so much about history and everything else, supposedly, allegedly, although I believe it's somewhat focused, if not even smoke and mirrors, and Hinckley to a degree as well, is the issue of what's going on with military jurisdiction over civilian affairs. That is the ultimate Trojan horse. That is the Roman military crossing the Rubicon before the empire fell and taking it down. They are doing it now through the Coast Guard, Homeland Security. You know, Hinckley even said he wanted to get back into the issues of Title 10, Title 14. But after an hour and a half, we weren't anywhere close to that. Tried to bring it back a couple times. And, you know, I'm sorry. You know, Anthony has his own deal. Hinckley has his own. And obviously, although I've done this before many times with other radio program hosts and personalities and stuff, I've never had the problem like I just had with these two guys where Hinckley is using or Hilder is using Hinckley to back him up and support him, you know, somehow as a peer and have his opinion somehow buoyed by his guest. And I'm sorry. I just, after what happened on Friday, the night before, when they tried to get me on Hinckley's show impromptu, I guess Hilder was on there. With my personal experience with Hilder from before, you know, hey, kudos to him. Frankenfed and all this, great. Two thumbs up. Hopefully he gets it out there and gets it, you know, to where people understand it and get their minds around the topics and stuff. My point in much of this was to hopefully get them to, and they're not interested. They just don't care. It doesn't register with them about having a branch of military under military law doing all of these things. And they somehow want to, you know, tie those issues to the Greys, the reptilians, the tinfoil hat wearing people, the Luciferians. I don't really, and I told them, I don't want to go there. And they went back to it, you know, at least three, four, five times. I talked about it off the air with them, got in a heated discussion about it. They tried to accuse me of being the one that's going there. Chris Hinckley started to say that I was juvenile and that I was, I forgot, whatever. And when he started getting personal and started throwing out adjectives and stuff directed at me, that was it. You know, I don't need that, you know. This is supposed to be constructive and help get the matters out there. And I apologize to the listeners. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given a constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This has been Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Back 800-313-9443, and I was talking to Anthony Hilder. Hopefully you can go back, listen to the archives of his efforts. I'm not sure. Manny, did you get the website and the stuff for Hilder? It was Freedom, not Freedom Works, Freedom Films. If you go and Google Anthony Hilder's name, you should be able to find it. And then the same thing for Hinckley from his program, Road Warrior Radio. He's on the network, Republic Broadcasting Network, for an hour every night, 11 o'clock Central, which is 9 o'clock Pacific. I think, didn't we already have Greg on? Well, what's he calling about? We got Greg. Let me go to Greg real quick. Greg, you there?
Okay, yes, Eric.
Yeah.
Yes. I just want to back you up to a great extent on what you're saying about these two guys. But I also want to say something else about this article, that what you're saying about the Coast Guard and the military takeover is all covered in this article by this judge. Well, completely to your satisfaction.
Good. I want a guy. That's why I posted and asked him to put it up, I've got it.
Yeah.
I'm going to read it.
But Greg,
real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Alex Jones. Jones is one of these manufacturing names. And I'm not accusing Alex of being a corporatist, but when you start to look into this name, they've made ways for military, for the waterfront, for commercial and military applications for at least 100 years or more, you know, and they probably go back to like John Paul Jones and more. You look at some of these names like Franklin Mitt, Ben Franklin. You start to look into who's involved, like Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin is related to Tim Pawlenty. He's a governor of Minnesota. They're related to Weyerhaeuser, which is a German industrialist that was making not only timber and railroad ties for the Harriman brothers and others. These guys are all a bunch of German industrialists.
Mm-hmm.
Like Henry J. Kaiser, who made automobiles, ships, Liberty ships,
that ended up
at the bottom of the ocean. And Henry J. Kaiser is the guy who gave us Kaiser Permanente.
This judge in this article he wrote spells all this stuff out and spells all about what you're talking about the Coast Guard and the military takeover and the law and all that.
Right, but again,
it has actual remedies in there too.
Right, but even the Jones name, and that's why you need to be careful.
Hear me out.
Hinckley is another large corporate manufacturing family. They're very tight with the Reagans before Ronald Reagan was shot. The Hinckleys knew the Reagans.
Well, this guy, this Hilger guy you had on, he's been on a lot of these RBN shows lately, and pretty much everything comes out of his mouth is stuff we've known months and months or years ago. It's like
exactly, and that's you bring up a brilliant and important point, because what they like to do is they like to argue with themselves, meaning that they are the ones creating the war and they are the ones fighting against the war, so that they control both sides. And in the end, if it's peace or war, they're the ones who are going to profit from it. Mm-hmm. If they're making bread like Wonder Bread in mass in times of peace or in times of war, they're going to profit from it. If they're making bombs or bullets in times of war, guess what? They're going to be making them in times of peace as well. These are large corporate families, just like John McCain, Cindy Helmsley, Anheuser-Busch.
Yep, they're all in it for sure.
And that's where, if you start to look at like John Kerry, he's married to Teresa Heinz.
They're all in this article this guy wrote goes back to 1066 to Pope Innocent III. Evidently Pope Innocent III is the first Zionist pope, and they've all been Zionists ever since. And this one we got now is a Zionist, German Zionist pope.
Hear me out, and this is a very important point. Harrison Ford is a little Jewish. Hey, you've heard the song about
the Talmud. He's working under the Talmud.
Hear me out.
UCC,
Talmud. The Talmud is ancient. It goes way before Israel ever existed. It's Babylonian. It goes back before that. It's Phoenician.
Talmud goes back 6,000 years to ancient Babylon.
It's the law of kings. It's the law of kings.
It goes way, way back.
Yeah, Phoenicians and more.
I agree.
To blame it, they've picked a race or a religion or both, and they are the chosen people that they can use as a buffer against the royal families. They are the ones that they can use to say, no, look, you can't go there. Can't go there. Can't talk about it. That's the white elephant in the room that you can't talk about. It's not the Jews, people. It's German royalty, and they may be a little Jewish, but they're also a lot German, a lot Italian, a lot Spanish, a lot Phoenician.
You know what it is, Eric? It's the archists.
Well, no, they're royalists. They're royalists. They're
the archist. If you're an archist, if you got it in your head that you want to tell somebody else what's good for them, and you know better than everybody else, you're an archist. And they're all archists. That's what the bottom line is. They're all archists.
And it gets to Cain versus Abel. I mean, it gets to genetic, where you have these individuals that it goes into the authoritarian, you know, personality, to where they want to. There's a bunch of people who just want to be follow. They just want to be
ego.
Followed.
It's all ego tripping. But
you have to understand that our humanity is not just broken down into men and women. Even in men and women, you know, this is one of the things like in the 60s or 70s, they kicked a woman out of the Olympics because she tested positive for being a man. She had the chromosomes of a man. She was born a woman. She lived her entire life a woman, but this goes to how complex our genealogy is, our DNA is, the spectrum across the rainbow, and I hate to use that term because it's taken on such a gay perspective, I guess, is so broad, so variant, and what they try to do is make it black and white.
It just boils down to wanting to violate free will.
Well, and to get into other people's business.
Well, violate free will.
Right, to cross those borders. We have virtual borders, which are laws, and we have physical borders, which are supported by laws. And what these guys want to do is to break down all borders, mental, physical, psychological, financial, emotional, so that they break down people, just like I brought up from my own military experience and at the academy. They bring you in, they shave your head, they make you walk 6 inches from the wall, you can't speak, they take everything away from you as your constitutional rights and protections and give them back to you as privileges. That is the military way. That is what they want to do with the entire population.
It's spelled out in this article. And let me give the place to find that article one more time before I go. It's abundanthope.net. And you scroll down the right-hand side to where it says political stuff, and you hit on the Matrix in the U.S. Constitution.
Cool.
And it's written by this former judge who's anonymous.
How long is it?
It's real long. In the middle of it, there's a section that has somewhere down in the middle of it. There's a four-part section written in red, which is the remedy. The remedy for everybody.
But Greg, you understand my point. Is that forget about all the symptoms, forget about talking about all this Luciferian, and to me, you know, it's the boogeyman.
Whether that's part of it or not is inconsequential. This guy spells it out, and he's actually puts four parts in there which spell out the remedy to our whole mess.
All of these people, write
this down, keep it in our wallet. It's like our get-out-of-jail-free card.
All of these people that are involved are human beings.
Exactly.
And that's the whole point. And at some point, a system of self-government does not work unless you and I and everyone else is involved in it. Right now, they're trying to – I don't know if you've heard about these virtual town halls.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to make it to where instead of being able to get in front of your – congressman like Dana Rohrabacher, who happens to be mine, a good German, instead of getting in front of him in a physical town hall where you can speak up, you can get rowdy if you want to, you can do whatever within all civil confines, they want to do it over the internet.
They're trying to remove
us as far away from our government, just like King George III did.
Yeah, that's just more bull.
Yeah, it is. And Bush, you got to remember, King George III was German. So was Bush 1 and Bush 2. No, there's no, you know, and they're related to Queen Elizabeth.
Yep.
And so is Obama. Obama has royal German blood in him. That's the whole point. It doesn't matter if he's black or not. He has royal German blood in him. That is why he's in the position he's in. That's why the Pope is now German.
I think he's in the position that he's in because he's a damn good liar.
Well, yeah, he can do it with a better smile than Bush, because Bush started to twitch.
He can lie with a straight face all day long.
Right, and Bush would start to twitch and have problems. And
He had a little bit of
angry
a,
and evil whenever he lied.
Yeah, he had a little devil on his shoulder sticking with a pitchfork, whereas Obama, his devil's already kicked off and long gone.
Yeah, but in all regards, and this goes back to even the Magna Carta and more.
This is also mentioned in that article.
Well, no, but and this goes back to whether it's kings and queens, presidents.
Yeah, it's all mentioned in that article.
Let me finish. Whether it's kings and queens or civil administrators or presidents or anyone else or prime ministers, it is we the people who are the ones who are supposed to guide the system and bring it back on course. We are the only ones who can do it.
Well, I'll tell you what it says in this article about we the people. It says, what the founding fathers were referring to when they mentioned we the people was we the people in the room and our descendants. They didn't mean we the people out in the country.
Well, they didn't mean Schwarzenegger. They didn't mean Schwarzenegger as an Austrian citizen.
They meant the founding fathers in the room signing the document and their descendants. And they meant the we the people didn't apply to everybody out in the country who never even saw the Constitution to be voted on.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are trashing the founding fathers and saying they're Masonic and evil and everything else. I think when you really look at what went on, they tried to make things better. They studied what went on in Europe. That's where the Third Amendment came from, because the Napoleons would actually break up their troops, have them ransack the farmers and live off the land, live off the farmers and peasants. In small bands and small groups, then come together in armies of 750,000 or more without having to worry about provisioning. That's where our Third Amendment came from. And when you start to look at this in the history and it all, I really believe that they did try to do something, try to set us on the right course. They broke up the forms of the power in the legislative, executive, and judicial branches. But like everything else, no matter if it's good or bad, you know, was created for the good of man, these guys come in and take it over.
This article says that what they were doing was really not to do that at all, but what they were doing was to cover their own butts.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it could have been, but from my study of history and my understanding of history, I really think that they did try to do something different. They did try to start something. You got to remember, though, that we had British agents from the United Kingdom within our own system of government.
Ben Franklin was a British agent.
That were working against us.
Yeah, Ben Franklin was a British agent.
And they never left the country. So, you know, if you look at like J.P. Morgan and the history on him, I think I've brought up on the show. I don't know if you've heard me mention it. J.P. Morgan came to the United States before the Civil War. He helped incite it. He funded both sides of it, profited from both sides of it, took down American financial houses and converted them to royal financial houses here in the United States. He was backed by his father, who was an English banker backed by the crown. He also helped start General Electric, fifth largest corporation in the world that also owns and controls NBC. So you start to see how deep the royal family, royal crown control is from Europe, because even Rothschild made it very clear, I care not who makes the laws for a country so long as I control the economy.
And yeah, Amschel Bauer.
Right.
Said that.
But where did he come from?
He was Rothschild. He's the biggest troublemaker of all. He's the one who started the whole thing.
Where did he come from before London?
Modern aspect of it,
anyway. Where did he come from?
Germany, of course.
Of course. Austria.
I know where he come from.
But who else came from there? Kissinger.
Many people, including
Kissinger.
The Pope.
Kissinger was born in Bavaria, raised in London to an age, and came to the United States to betray us and to turn the Republic back over to the royal families. I mean, that's simple. People can get their mind around it. But when you start talking about Lucifer, you know, and even this judge may mention it in the article, to me, that's, you know, it's a red herring.
I thought you didn't want to talk about Lucifer. I'll call you up sometime one day when you're in the mood to talk about all of that kind of stuff, because I know I have some information about that.
Well,
if you really want to know the truth about these different spirit personages,
But I'd rather contain that in a show or let Hilder and Chris do it.
Well,
because the thing I want to focus on is the warning and what the Coast Guard is up to, because if people understand Admiralty,
yes,
why,
Admiralty what, law, which is the same thing as ecclesiastic law, which is all in control of the Pope.
Right. Well, but if you get into like why Bill Clinton was nominated for Lord Warden of the Cinque Ports,
because he's a lackey of the Pope.
Lord Warden of the Cinque Ports. You know, he didn't get the position. It went to Admiral Bryce in England. But the fact that he was even nominated for this post is a higher title bestowed. It's the highest title bestowed by the Queen and royal families. It is higher than being knighted. But Ronald Reagan was knighted. George Herbert Walker Bush was knighted. Colin Powell, Greenspan, Giuliani, they were all knighted by the Queen.
Yeah, traitors one and all, aren't they?
Right. Titles of Nobility Act. We'll be you can hold if you want to and help me close out the show. Actually,
will,
we got another call. We'll go to Dan in Texas after the break. Thanks, Greg.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th Annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
All right, I want to, we got another call. I wanted to read, and I want to plug that again, what Greg just put out. I'm reading the first part of it, The Matrix and the U.S. Constitution, saying that it's anonymous, August 15th, 2009. Ron, I recommend that everyone carefully consider this comprehensive explanation of how the Matrix was established and operates in the U.S., if only so that they can make sense of the criminality and chaos that is growing in America, and America is spelled with two Ks rather than a C. And the rest of the world today. This is how it is, folks. You better believe it. The creation of the fraudulent straw man corporate fiction and all the other government and judicial corporate fictions constitute not only the way that the U.S. is governed, but the broad control blueprint for the governance of most countries, and certainly all ex-British Empire countries. It outlines how the U.S. population is manipulated, enslaved, and controlled. So this information is of interest to everyone, no matter where they live. To place this information in a global context, I suggest a reading or rereading of, quote, The Matrix, The Straw Man, and Who You Are at HTTP Abundant. It's somewhere on the same page, abundanthope.net. I urge everyone to become aware of and fully understand the straw man illusion, et cetera, et cetera. And then it goes into The Matrix and the Constitution, and it's the name was redacted. But let me go real quick to caller. We've got Dan in Texas.
Yes, sir. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Same about what apparently it's running all trying to figure out who the evildoers are. Well, you watch the History Channel, I think it makes it pretty stinking clear. All the mafia is and ever was is the Catholics making murder and stuff to Protestants who built this country, and they're too stupid to use the money they steal or murder people to get, so the Jews help them organize it, and that's what the History Channel said exactly is what the mafia is. And if you look at all these scum, like the movie stars Frank Sinatra and all the bastards who built Las Vegas, the FBI tried to bust all of them and got stopped because they had so much power.
But you got to remember, there's the Mormon Church that's also involved. There's also the Protestants. There are factions within all these churches from all of these ancient cultures, from all of these nationalities, who are involved in creating a system of worldwide kingdoms, of united kingdoms.
But if I can defend the Mormons, I am one. When the FBI tried to shut down Las Vegas, they went to Howard Hughes to do it, and Howard Hughes couldn't do it without using Mormons for accountants, because everybody else cheated him out of every damn dime they could, including...
Well, but no, but then they also used to do the same thing with Catholics and others. They would try to get young individuals who had not been influenced, who had all the indoctrination from whatever church, whatever religion, they were pretty pristine, then brought them into the fold and trained them the way they wanted to. And you can see that, like, in the movie The Untouchables, where they go into the police academy. It's a same or similar tactic. And it is, they did, the FBI and Hoover did this with the Mormons as well. And went in to try to get Mormons, to help and to go after the criminal, you know, the racketeering, the criminal organization, the underworld.
Go after? Mormons only put, you know, decent people in the whole damn world.
There's decent people from every walk of life.
Don't believe in drugs, don't believe in drinking, don't believe in family values, or against homosexuality. What else can you ask for?
But you're not saying that there's Mormons that you think that Mitt Romney's a good Mormon?
I don't know him. He might be a hypocrite. How do I know? But the Mormon religion
that's,
itself.
No, but you nailed it. You nailed it. What I'm saying, but what I'm saying, is that not all Mormons walk the walk. You know, that there are hypocrites who are Mormons just as well as Jewish or Christian or Catholic.
It would have worked.
Right, but there are also good people from all of these walks of life.
Well, I can't think of myself as a good person. I sit next to someone I know with scum in church, and they can call myself a righteous cat. I sit next to somebody Hoffa's gang members. I beg to differ with you.
To say that what? All people, if you're not Mormon, you're dirt?
Well, yeah, I think if you go to the Catholic Church and you know what kind of devils and scum you're sitting next to that are thugs and punks and drunks and dope addicts and pushers and everything else. Whereas if you go to the Mormon Church, you don't sit next to people like that.
So you're saying
they forgive them every weekend as being whatever slime ball they are.
Yeah.
By some queer leader.
The Catholic Church is a constitutional monarchy, and I'll leave it at that. But you know. Anyways, thanks for the call, man. Have a good weekend. We're out. That's it, people. Wow. Peace. Love. Too scary.
With recent internet.